The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, January the 23rd, 2025 at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Jim Davidson's Southport Massacre and Cover-Up Shames Our Country. And the time is 10:05 a.m. here in London, making it 5:05 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 2:05 a.m. on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Now, I want to thank my good friend Jim, who I've known for 30 years, not Jim Davidson, but another Jim, who sent me this video. And I haven't got back to him. He sent me a couple of days ago, and I thought I'd surprise him by doing this show on it. I'll certainly start off the show on it. And what this video is, it's just over 10 minutes long. Now, I think it's going to be very interesting for people outside of the UK who won't have heard, well, unlikely to have heard of Jim Davidson. Now, Jim Davidson is sort of showbiz royalty over here. He started off as a stand-up comedian. Let's just go over to his Wikipedia page. It says he's 71 years old. He was notorious for his controversial brand of black comedy. He's made jokes regarding various minority people in his stand-up act. So he's been subject to frequent criticism. Yes, I can imagine the sort of people who criticise him. He's been married 5 times, got divorced, I think, 5 times. Let me just scroll down. Yep, 5 marriages, 5 divorces, 5 children. He's the son of a Scottish father from Glasgow and an Irish mother, from Cork. So, Scots-Irish. He was born in London and, got discovered in a sort of talent show on some channel in this country and went on to front a variety of programmes. So he moved from comedy into game show hosting, and then at some point he ended up hosting the Generation Game, which was the flagship game show on the BBC. It would be on Saturday evening on BBC One, and he did that for 7 years. So he really is one of the people that's been a mainstay of the BBC. Not anymore, of course. Now they go for different sorts of people. But I'm going to play you this clip. So what he's doing now is, you don't really see him in the mainstream, but he's done this video. He's got a YouTube channel. I don't generally include links in the show post, but I am going to include this because I think people overseas, they talk about these sort of Cockney accent, things like that. They also talk about how, you know, we in the UK are doing nothing against things like this Southport attack. Well, people did protest the Southport attack, and they're doing 2-3 years in jail for protesting. And someone will say, well, he threw a bin, that's why I got 2 years. Really? You know, you're supposed to take into account heightened emotions and the fact that people, given the news that three little toddlers are killed by a knife man, that they are not going to react as if they've just been, you know, given a parking ticket, all right? They're going to some people are going to be very emotional and they're going to do things out of character. And that clearly wasn't taken into account here. And the backlash has been going on since. But the reason it's not bigger is because in this country, you don't know when they're going to knock on your door and take you away. It's as simple as that. It is really a communist police state. So it was encouraging to hear this video by Jim Davidson. As I say, I think overseas, when you hear the accent, the London accent, the Cockney accent, this is what it sounds like. He doesn't use Cockney rhyming slang, so you should understand everything that he says. I'm playing from the 29-second mark, so here we go.
This is a story I can't quite get my head around. A geezer called Alex Rudaki Rudakakabana. Okay? A nice Welsh boy, apparently. Here's a picture that the papers showed of him. Yeah, wasn't he lovely? Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, said his neighbours. But he turns out to be a horrible, murdering monster, and this is him in real life. Now he's pleaded guilty, we can actually see him, can't we? Yeah, so he's pleaded guilty to the murder of three beautiful, innocent little girls. Alice, 9 years of age. Bibi, 6. And Elsie, 7. How can he do that? And he did it at a Taylor Swift dance class. So they've gone to a Taylor Swift dance class and ended up dead by that fucking monster.
There you go. So that was a little 50-second clip of the 10-minute 45 video, if you want to have a look at that. And thanks again to Jim for sending it in. Okay, I don't always recount what I learned from the shows I listen to that I mention on each show. I just mention what I'm lining up to listen to. What I will say is that some of the things that I listen to are, they use language that I wouldn't use, etc., etc., certain terminology that I wouldn't use, but I listen to things to see what I can get out of them. For example, yesterday, on what I remember, rather not necessarily what I learned, more what I remember from the shows I listened to. Well, Dustin Nemos, on his most recent Silent War show, which you can get from the Dustin Nemos channel on Brighteon.com, he was talking about the Trump taking the oath of office and, well, Melania holding the Bible that Trump refused to put his hand upon. And he said that she looked like the Crypt Keeper, which did make me chuckle. I thought it was a little bit harsh, but yeah, the Crypt Keeper is from a horror series called Tales from the Crypt, which I've seen, and it can be quite fun. It's not too gruesome, it's more comedic, really. And the episodes are sort of around the 20, between 20 minutes and half an hour mark, so don't take you long to watch. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day, some of which I already have. The main feature, really, that I'm going to get into is the Reese Report on Rumble.com. And if you go to Rumble.com, look for Reese Report, the most recent video is AI Grid and mRNA Shots announced on Trump's second day in office. Now, what's interesting about this, I heard it, because it's only 5-6 minutes, basically, second short 6 minutes. I heard it while, I didn't bother downloading it, because while I'm messing about on the computer, it's just as easy to just play that with my headphones on if it's only 6 minutes, than mess about downloading it. Then I went to listen to the second hour of the Jeff Wentz program from yesterday, which is with Erica Khan, entitled Updates on the COVID Genocide, which is being completely hidden by the mainstream media. And you can download that show for free off Wentz.com. Just scroll down on the right-hand side for the Jeff and Erica section. You'll be able to get it there. And they really featured this video very prominently. They played it once and then they went through it again. And what is going on here, bear in mind, this is Trump's second day in office. He's talking to a guy about how they're going to use AI to tell everyone what cancer they're going to die of. And then the AI can produce a vaccine to prevent them getting that cancer within 2 days. So who's going to refuse that? Oh, you're going to get this type of cancer, but we could develop this vaccine that prevents you from ever getting it. And I wonder what's going to be in that vaccine, ladies and gentlemen. So Trump, warp speed, doesn't hang around, does he? At warp speed to announce this, he's got up his sleeve. And I maintain that what they had lined up before this worldwide rollout, I don't think, even though there are many people harmed by it that I've reported on, I don't think that it was quite as devastating as they hoped. So they've gone back to doing something else. The only encouraging thing about this is if they're going to use the temptation of you preventing a cancer that you're going to get at some point in your life as a means of getting you to take it, I doubt we're looking at a pandemic lockdown scenario to get people to take it, which nobody really wants to be locked down again, do they? So that could be the angle that they're going. As I say, I'm very suspicious of anything that these people do. But yeah, let's see what else I've got. Richie from Boston did a video, What MAGA Is. This is your last call. You can get that from his BitChute channel. A lengthy one again, about an hour. And it sort of focused on the esoteric side of things, on talking about the design of Hollywood, of Washington being like a pentagram, the Marina Abramovich spirit cooking. Talked about how when each president is inaugurated, they try to get the spirit of Set or something into them. It's really, you know, 100% full-on conspiratorial show, this one, if you like that sort of thing. And he believes that they try it each time. It doesn't always work, but he believes that they somehow got it to work with Trump while he was out of office, and that's why he was brought back in. And so, you know, he didn't say, like Dustin Nemos believes, that this guy is the Antichrist, which I don't agree with. I think the Antichrist is a group rather than an individual, as portrayed in the Omen films. But basically, it's in that ballpark, if you see what I mean. And then finally, the Jim and Diane Walk and Talk, which you can get from the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel. I really enjoyed the one I mentioned yesterday, which was obviously from the day before. And the one I mentioned today is from yesterday. And that's because they continued their discussion on some of these people that have questioned the Holocaust and the interesting aspects of their private lives, shall we say. It prompted me to do a bit of research into David Irving, because one thing that I've always been surprised about with David Irving is where he gets all his money from to live in Holland Park. I mean, Holland Park is one of the top most expensive areas to live in London. When I was a kid, I found out that Mark Knopfler had a house in Holland Park. So 14, 15 years old, me and a friend of mine, both big Dire Straits fans, kept going around Holland Park to see if we could find the house. And at one point we thought we'd found it, because it had a little, it was a buzzer to sort of get into the grounds, and it had something in the grounds you could see, like an independent building with the studio was a nameplate on it. And we knew he had a home studio, but that could have been like an art studio or something like that. But nevertheless, very rich people live there. I think David Beckham's got a house there. My point being is, how does someone who writes quite, you know, not many people go out and read Hitler's War, do they? Do you see what I'm saying? It's not like going out and getting the latest Stephen King novel. So I just always found it strange. So I looked to see if he came from, you know, if there was some sort of inheritance. And he did go to a fee-paying school. So obviously there was money in the family. But it says he dropped out of university a couple of times because he ran out of funds to pay. So that's always been my question regarding this guy. How can he live in Holland Park and then jet off to Florida whenever he so chooses? So there may be a perfectly genuine explanation for it, but there's not one that I can see that lifestyle would be paid for purely by the books that he writes. Okay, so, and then they also got into the Fred Leuchter situation, which just gets worse by the minute. But go to the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel for that show. Finally, on grism.blogspot.com, that's izzom.blogspot.com. There is a G-Man in Absentia show, which is from yesterday, and that's presented by Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman with Scorpio and Mike Sledge. So he's filling in for Giuseppe Vaffangulo for some reason at the moment. And I've been meaning to listen to Davis Lerman for a while, so I've downloaded that to see what the show is like. Okay, let's move on to what I... let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So I found a few articles, I think. Let me make sure I'm on the right page. Here we are. Yep. Okay. Right, first up, these are all Daily Mail until I tell you otherwise, and they're all headlines. Donald Trump puts Winston Churchill back in the Oval Office after Joe Biden insisted on removing bust of the British PM in sign of weakening relations with the UK. Well, I thought that Winston Churchill was American, wasn't he? Or, I don't know, that might be disputed. The mother was Jenny Jerome or Jenny Jacobson, something like that. You might be able to find that online. Alternatively, you can go to my publisher's website, thesynagogueofsatan.com, and you can buy my book in which I go through that aspect of Churchill's history. Let's move on to Instagram users claim their accounts have automatically followed Donald Trump, J.D. Vance and Melania Trump after the inauguration. Here's what's going on. Well, I know what's going on. I, as you know, had a Facebook account where I was made aware that certain special interest groups had complained about some of the content on it. And they'd never come to me. They'd gone to the police. And when I saw the story, I thought, well, I don't want to upset people. So I deleted the content on it. And it remained that way for several years until the very day Sven Longshanks got sentenced for content on his radio shows. I just, because I check the Facebook still every day, because I don't trust anyone, as you know, and all my content was back that I deleted years previously. So all I could do was to completely delete the account. So this Zuckerberg character is a completely untrustworthy individual, and the fact that he would manipulate the accounts of people that, you know, they're not his accounts, they're their accounts, but he probably believes he can do what he wants with this platform, which I'd be very surprised if he really does own. It's probably just a front person for someone else. But despicable human being with despicable behaviour. And it's just another evidence point of that here in this headline. Let's move on to explosion in young onset dementia with TV's Fiona Phillips, author Terry Pratchett and actor Robin Williams hit by the condition as actress Pauline Quirk reveals diagnosis when she was just 61. Now, I know somebody, a good friend of mine, who has someone close to them that got it in their 50s. And as my mother, as you know, has it, she's in a specialist home for dementia, and my stepfather had it, even though I'm not genetically related to my stepfather, it could be what we've all been eating or breathing in that time. And so I believe that I will probably end up going that way if I don't go before. And I think it's what they've been up to for years with processed food, all sorts of stuff. You don't know how long they've been messing with what's in the air. But my grandparents, neither of them had dementia. One died at 84, one died at 91. It's only been something that's really crept on in, you know, my parents' generation. So, again, I think something's been done to us. And hopefully at some point we will find out and hopefully reverse it. In the Bible, it says that in the return, I think it's it says, my people will be refined as gold as I will refine my people as gold is refined, which indicates that we're so polluted by a variety of different things that we need to go through a complete purification process in order to be able to continue. So I find that very interesting. Some people say that's a spiritual thing, but when you see about all the things going wrong with people's bodies, it could well be that as well, couldn't it? Then we've got teacher sacked by his school for refusing to call a boy a girl. Could have €190,000 of unpaid fines taken out of his salary. Now, this is an ongoing case with a guy called Enoch Burke in Ireland, and that's the Republic of Ireland, so it is its own country. It has its own laws. But this guy's teacher at school, one of his pupils insisted that they were now a, what was it, which way round is it? That we're now a girl and not a boy. He refused to go along with it. He says his Christian faith prevents him from doing so. He keeps being thrown in jail because he will not back down. And they're looking at anything to hit him with. And it's just so disgusting. Because, oh, this guy, this child, you know, you have to recognise that's his belief. Well, how about this guy's Christian belief? Why is it always one-way traffic? It's amazing to me, but this, as you can see, there is a war on Christianity throughout the world, because the people that are behind it are the people that hate Jesus Christ. And so anybody that steps in their way, like this guy, they will just keep going and going, rather than just think, well, you know, the publicity is maybe not too good. Well, if they control the mainstream media, they control the publicity, don't they? So the interesting thing, I think there's a comment at the bottom here, if it's still there. It might have been moved down. It was the top comment. But let's see. This is from Ogre Detail Pick in Madrid in Spain. It's got 824 upvotes and only 21 downvotes. Mr. Burke may be inflexible and implite to refuse to acknowledge a pupil's personal choices, but he's absolutely correct in his belief. Why should one person's claim, based on personal choice, be taken more seriously than another's founded firmly on fact? Okay. The one thing I like about the Trump presidency is there he comes out and says there are only two sexes, male and female. All right, and there's none of this hopping about between the two. But I was thinking yesterday, do you know how far that we have fallen as a people? That we're now grateful that there's a president who's acknowledged that there are only two sexes, male and female. We're grateful for that. It's amazing. It just goes to show the sort of nonsense that we've been prepared to put up with over the years. And unfortunately, a lot of it has been down to the control of the media conditioning us into accepting these sort of things. So anyway, let's move on to, oh, come on, open up. Police officer who pulled woman's hair and choked her when she protested about having sex with him is barred from the profession. Now, you may remember recently I did another Daily Mail article about a police officer who apparently had a sex with a 14-year-old boy, and he was also barred from the profession. But in that case, he wasn't prosecuted, and in this case, he wasn't prosecuted. So I'm like, both of these are offences that you should be going to jail for. You know, provided they're not full up with people who protest the murder of three toddlers. But how come they're losing their jobs as police officers, but they're not being prosecuted? Because surely you've got enough evidence to fire them from the job. Otherwise, they could appeal in some sort of tribunal. It works differently from the police because you're not counted as an employee. So you don't go to an employment tribunal. But I'm sure that if something can't be proved where you can be legally charged with the offence, I don't see how you can be dismissed from employment, because surely it can't be proven there either. So there's something weird going on, not that it's anything new, but I'll keep my eye on any of these stories coming out of the police where they're getting dismissed for things they should be prosecuted for, but are not being prosecuted. Right, so let's move on to This Is Money. This is part of the Daily Mail. That's where I got it from, Daily Mail front page, but it takes you to thisismoney.co.uk. The headline is, homeowners could be paying off mortgages in their 70s as higher rates force borrowers to stretch terms to 35 years. And the number of people taking out mortgages with a term of 35 years or more has jumped 274% since 2020. Well, it's simple. The house prices are so high when compared to the average income. I worked out a few years ago when the average income, the average house price was 9 times the average income. So this is just, for me, what all the banks and the elites are doing. They don't want us owning anything. Remember World Economic Forum, you will own nothing and you will be happy? Well, that's what this policy is, to condition people into a life of renting. So you'll have these, almost going back to feudal class, but these won't necessarily represent the feudal lords of old England, let's just say that. But you'll have this group of people that own everything, and you're renting everything from them. And that includes your DVDs, right? Because they don't want you to have them. They want you to pay a certain amount a month for Netflix. And I did see another article. There's been a big backlash on that. Apparently, they keep putting their prices up. I wouldn't know because I'm not dumb enough to get a Netflix account. But nevertheless, it's what they do. They'll come in low. And once they feel they've got a monopoly, then you watch the prices start going up. Okay, let's move on to the last one I've got for you that I don't generally put in this section of the show because it's an independent website. Well, it's rt.com, Russia Today. But I was worried. I only look at the front page and I thought it might have dropped off by then. So get this for a headline. Freemasons eyeing comeback in Syria. And basically, the Freemasons were banned from Syria in 1965, okay? And now that we've had this so-called overthrow, you know, it's the people's. Well, let's hear. It says Syria's Ba'ath Party branded Freemasonry an illegal secret society and banned it in 1965 during the presidency of Amin al-Hafiz. Like other Middle Eastern governments, Syria associated the fraternal organization with Western influence and Zionism, leading to its prohibition. Well, isn't it interesting how we're supposed to have a people's revolution, the power's gone back to the people, and suddenly Freemasons going back? Yeah, I found that rather interesting as well. Okay, so let's move on to see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So for that, we start off with apnews.com, that's the Associated Press. House passes immigrant detention bill that would be Trump's first law to sign. That is the top story. And apparently the Oscar nominations are Thursday, that's today. Here's what to look for. So I may be able to tell you about those on tomorrow's show, if anything there is of interest. But there was talk of them delaying the ceremony, wasn't there, because of the fires out there, but that seems to have gone away. Let's have a look at the top 10 most read articles on BBC News right now. More on that storm, E-O-W-Y-N, I don't know how you pronounce that, but whatever it is, it's a rare red weather warning. And it's coming towards the UK. It's going to hit the north, so I should be okay down here. Please keep those people who are in its path in your prayers. And then I see another headline. Prime Minister vows to curb NIMBY legal blocks on infrastructure. Now, NIMBY is not in my backyard. And this is one of those interesting things. So it's they're fast-tracking major projects like nuclear power stations, railway lines and wind farms. But again, it sort of goes against this. I thought, how about all this green belt land? And doesn't that conflict with their green agenda? No, because the whole thing's fake. It's all just the green agenda is just designed to make your life as difficult as possible. And they also, of course, they like ugliness. That's what the communists like. Promote ugliness and meaningless forms of art. So if they can ruin a nice pretty greenbelt area with a nuclear power station in more ways than one, then they're going to do it. And so I found that article quite interesting also. So we'll have a look at the front page of the Daily Mail. Let's hope this top story is something. Oh, this is an interesting one. Top headline, there are people pouring in with tattoos all over their face. Trump's migrant crackdown begins as he tells Fox News' Sean Hannity, the violent gangsters streaming across the border are typically not bank managers. Well, I see people with tattoos all over their face serving me in shops, all sorts of things these days, and that was just allowed to happen. So I think he's kind of, well, try and find some Americans, young Americans these days without tattoos. If it's anything like the UK, even at my age, I'm in the minority by not having tattoos. Okay, so let's see what's going on in the independent media. TheTruthSeeker.co.uk. Israeli minister says he welcomes Trump's reversal of US sanctions on settlers. So, again, early in the presidency, I think I mentioned that yesterday. But let's move on to RT.com. We'll go back there again, see if there's anything else. Trump says that there are thousands of terrorists in the US. That's the second to top story. Rents.com. Let's go over there, see what's going on. Scroll down. Sorry. There was just this picture of Melania Trump just popped up on the slider. Just reminded me of the Crypt Keeper again. Okay, let's move on to what we got. 48-hour constant AI individual body cam monitoring and full-time drone surveillance. Yeah. This is another thing from that Greg Reese video that Jeff Rentz played with Erica Khan in the second hour of his show yesterday. This guy's talking, he's saying, look, everyone's going to be monitored all the time, because if they are, then they're more less likely to do things that they shouldn't be doing. So, yeah. What's that saying? If you give up your liberty for security, you deserve neither. Something like that. Forget who said that, but that's exactly where they're going. And when we see what they can do with some of this technology, if you know, you're someone you don't like, you might find that your phone suddenly blows up. And then the Daily Mail or whatever media, rather than condemn it, will say how ingenious the people were who carried out the attack. I believe the Daily Mail, I can't say 100%, so I'll withdraw that remark. But certainly in the mainstream media, I saw some mainstream media organs praising that event as some sort of ingenious thing, rather than condemn it as barbaric acts of terrorism. Okay, so let's move on to calturnerradioshow.com, and I'm hoping that there's a article. Yes. It's now the second headline from the top. Now, I haven't seen this reported anywhere else, so this is what Hal Turner's telling us, so I can't say it's verified, but the headline is TikTok, Free Palestine is Now Hate Speech. And what's basically happened, according to Hal Turner, is users of TikTok have suddenly found the phrase Free Palestine is Now Hate Speech. And he gives you a screenshot of what happens if anyone writes Free Palestine on TikTok, and it's got content removed, this comment violates our community guidelines. And the interesting thing here is, as I said, this TikTok China business, that was why they were banning it, was just nonsense. And even Trump admitted yesterday, because I saw some articles, he said, you know, all this China spying, it's all just, you know, we trade with them, this sort of stuff. But I didn't see any references in the mainstream media to new censorship on TikTok. But I think if this Hal Turner article is accurate, it concurs with what I thought were the reasons for banning TikTok, which are always generally very different from the reasons that they give you in the mainstream. So, as I say, if that is accurate, then that would fit in with what I thought was going on all along. Okay, earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. Let's see what's going on over here. He has a video at the top, I believe. I'm just waiting for it to load up. Here it is. Let me see. Oh, sorry, it's jumping. Ever the Victim by Duck Street Studios. It's a 6-minute clip on rumble.com. Duck Street Studios are apparently in the UK, but I've not seen it, so if you want to have a look at that, not sure what it's all about. He's got Ave Maria, if I pronounce that correctly, by Luciano Pavarotti, is one of his songs of the day. and a variety of other articles if you scroll further down. So let's move on to censored.news, see what's going on over there. Mike Adams News Aggregate website. And we have Trump announces Stargate project to attempt global AI dominance. I think I mentioned Stargate sounds very close to Starlink. But that was the title of his show yesterday, Brighton Broadcast News. And there's not a lot of changes I can see. Apart from Boeing shares hit turbulence after South Korea's worst ever aviation disaster. Yes, we've had all these problems with Boeing jets and blame for the so-called woke culture resulting in their recent issues. So let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. Okay, so I'm just loading that website up. Scroll down to number 10. Which went up a day ago, 119 people viewing. Bo Polney, emergency broadcast, these events will happen. Number 9, went up 7 hours ago, 128 people viewing. WTPN, situation update, Trump in the White House. Michelle, Michael Obama at Gitmo. Yes. Number 8, went up 4 hours ago, 129 people viewing. Cliff High, explosive revelations that will change everything. Number 7, went up 12 hours ago, 130 people viewing. Derek Johnson, urgent warning, latest US military movements, brace for impact. Number 6, went up 11 hours ago, 161 people viewing. Mel Gibson says Michelle Obama pedo tapes are worse than your worst nightmare. That is a People's Voice video, I know, because I looked at their site earlier on Rumble. They've got a page on rumble.com. Number 5 went up 3 hours ago, 198 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, President Trump declared state of emergency at the border. Number 4 went up 13 hours ago, 199 people viewing. Breaking, Candace Owens just shocked the world. Number 3 went up 9 hours ago, 238 people viewing. New X22 report, election fraud, Trump shares disturbing message 2025. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago, 269 people viewing. And we know, Trump update, Gitmo day 2, beginning of golden age, J6, Gulf of America. And number 1 went up 9 hours ago, 490 people viewing. Mike King, Big Q, Trump Intel. Now Trump's mass arrests begin. Who's first? Okay, so I want to thank you for joining me on today's episode of I'm Talking to You. Jim Davidson's Southport Massacre and Cover-Up Shames Our Country. Thank you for joining me this Thursday, January the 23rd, 2025. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, have a wonderful day and bye for now.